This is your weekly energized eating inspiration. Today is the day, my dear lively ladies in the making, the healthy me PhDs, my fasting flock, all of you. I'm wrapping up the energized eating series and I'm starting a new series for all of you. And it is going to be, dun, 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 I'm going to guess you can guess it, the fasting series. I think it's the time, right? We have taken a severe deep dive into energized eating. And having done this now for 9 months, I think we've hit most of it. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think this means it stops, right? Like you make these choices every day for yourself. But I want to take a deeper dive into fasting because I think it's truly transformational for not just your weight loss journey, but your health journey and your life. And I think that as we look at energized eating, fasting can provide insight into the what, the when, and the how much that you eat in a way that also incorporates in that next level of growth that we are willing to do when we stop turning to food for other purposes and really consider it just to be an energy source. Now, I want to share with you that I have a lot of amazing tools that I will continue to share on this podcast to help you change your mind to that, right? Like, energized eating is inherently saying food is energy. Let's look at all the big stats out there. Let's look at what all the medical studies say about it. Let's make it super, super simple so that I don't have overly complicated rules that really don't matter that much anyway. They're just a diet trying to sell me it differently, right? So we look at protein first. That's like the number one building block of muscle and energy for your body. Veggies next for all those nutrients and filling yourself up with really healthy foods. And then we let everything else be the rest. Even cookies, right? Let everything else be the rest. Don't make it on diet, off diet. Don't make it so complicated because all you do when you do that is spend half your life off a diet and half your life on a diet. So in the end, you'll get better results by stopping polarizing food so much and letting it be a little bit of a back note in your life instead of such a huge priority. I can't tell you how many of my ladies say they start working on weight loss and they're more food obsessed. They're more obsessed with what they're eating than when they're not even working on weight loss at a time when you want to be less food obsessed. Yes, because diet rules are complicated. They make it so much that you spend so much time in that. That's not helpful. Energized eating is the solution to that, right? And it's very simple. Protein, veggies, and then the rest. I eat meals. I snack fast. Right? Snacking is emotional eating. I look at why I'm eating, not just what I'm eating. And I eat until I'm energized and satisfied, not starving, not stuffed. And in that, we create a plan that we can stick to. And then we look at progress over perfection, the thoughts that we have about the foods, right? The feelings we're afraid to feel without food as our think, feel, eat cycles. And we focus on what we really want to focus on, getting healthy. Right, becoming the healthiest versions of ourselves, creating innovative solutions for the future. And that's not just energized eating. That's energized eating and being empowered by our plan. And so as I look at energized eating, right, there's so many different scenarios that you can share, that you can come up with, but food really is an energy source, right? That's its intended purpose. As you unravel that and life occurs, you're going to get a million different instances to look at that. I just highly recommend you keep it extremely simple. Always err on the side of simplicity. Confusion is just something we indulge in, and I'm really good at it. You probably are too. So starting next week, we're going to be doing the fasting series. And I just want to share with you that I love fasting for so many purposes, but I think it's the non-shot form of the new shots. I think it's us learning how to really navigate all the things we turn to in life that we know we're unhealthy. But let's be honest, our culture sells them and we're pretty dang used to turning to them. And instead turning to where we really want to turn for our highest level of growth and our highest power, right? Sitting in that moment of discomfort and having a bigger reason than just the scale moving to do it will change your results. And I want to help on the School of Weight Loss podcast help you to do that. So this is going to go beautifully, by the way, with the My Didn't See That Coming podcast. So make sure if you're not listening to that one, you are. And we're going to do both. I'm going to have people on here who are going to talk about fasting. I'm going to talk about fasting. Join me in the fasting flock. I have made the decision to close the doors to the Lively Lady Club. I don't know, for a while at least, maybe forever. But the fasting flock is really where I'm going to be offering a lot of really free support going forward to help you navigate this in the healthiest way for you. And I will continue to grow in my work with people in one-on-one coaching and small group coaching. I love the one-on-one and small group formats to take a really deep dive with you in what stands in the way of you living your most energized life, of you hitting your healthy weight goals, and all the levels of work that occur to help you live the passion and God's purpose for your life. I think that's the simplest way to say it. So if you have questions about energized eating, I urge you to email me at hello@drmomme.com with your questions. I'm still going to do some Q&As, especially in the fasting flock, probably on this podcast. But I ask you, what are your lasting questions on the Energized Eating series? And get ready for next week when we're going to launch the fasting series. I cannot wait to support you all on this level of growth. Today is the day. Click the link in the show notes to join the fasting flock. Email me. Let's start a conversation here. My year is all about authentic connection. Let's talk. I'm here for it. Let's do it.